Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome to Homeschool Companion. I'm Rose.
I'm Kathy.
And we have this cute little story for the kids. It's taken out of the Guide magazine, October 2011, so it's hot off the press. It's called Hit and Run by Spencer Freed.
Wake up, tiger.
Light flooded into my eyes as I opened them to see who had disturbed my sleep. My dad sat eagerly on the side of my bed and told me that we needed to take Julius, my dog, on a walk.
But, Dad, it's Christmas vacation. Why can't I sleep in?
Julius needs to get some exercise. Come on, you're already awake.
Ugh, I groaned as I slipped out of my comfy bed. I threw on some warm clothes and reluctantly stepped out onto our back patio to get my little white poodle from the backyard. Just as the sun could not break through the fog that morning, neither could joy break into my heart. The moist air dampened my spirits as I slowly walked my dog. You dumb dog. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be out here right now. Sometimes I wish you weren't around to bother me. Little did I know that I would soon regret these words. Splish, splash, splish, splash, went my shoes as I walked through the puddles. Julius left my side and ran across the street to a grassy spot to go to the bathroom. My dad and I continued on our walk, knowing that he would return quickly. But suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a flash of danger coming. A blue VW Beetle was speeding down the road, going about 40 miles per hour. I called for Julius. Julius, hurry! Come here! It was too late. My sentence was cut short by a sudden short whimper from Julius. The car hit him head-on, making him sprawl out onto the road. No! I screamed in agony as I approached the bloody scene. I fell to the pavement by my injured dog. My dad, running up behind me, saw the situation and gently picked Julius up. We took him home with tears streaming down our cheeks.
Christian, will you go and get the shovel?
Dad asked my little brother.
Why, Daddy?
My brother responded.
Will you please just do it for me?
My dad said in an irritated tone.
Sure, Daddy.
While my brother appeared unaffected by the accident, I was devastated. Julius was mine. What will I do without him? Why would someone be so evil as to kill him and not even apologize? These thoughts flashed through my mind as I stared at my dog lying unconscious on the ground. I wanted this nightmare to end. All I could do was to cry out to God in pain and ask him through prayer to bring my dog back to me. Forcing myself to look at Julius one more time, I saw something that made my heart skip a beat. I saw a faint movement of his eyes.
Dad, Dad, hurry and come here.
What is it?
Said my dad, running back from the garage.
Look, it's Julius. He's moving. He is alive.
I don't know. But we better take him to the vet quickly.
I was so happy for even the possibility of my dog surviving. The next morning at breakfast, my mother announced some exciting news.
The veterinarian's office called this morning to inform us that Julius will be able to come home in 3 days.
I almost burst into tears of joy. God had given me a huge blessing. My dog was alive. Wasn't that a great story?
That was great.
And for those of you who've had pets, sometimes they don't make it. But God, I think, loves those pets and we'll see them again. I'm here with Perry LaHaye. And Perry, I'm looking at a picture that I had taken off the website of you in front of it looks like you're in Eastern Turkey or someplace like that. I thought maybe you could share with our listeners just a little bit of your background and what brought you to this place in your life?
Sure, I appreciate being on your show, Rose. And that picture was taken, yes, in Eastern Turkey, and I was there visiting a church planting team and just meeting a lot of Muslim background believers in Eastern Turkey, hearing their stories, interviewing them, meeting with the workers, seeing what it's like for them to serve in the Muslim world. And I did that last summer. But what brought me to that point, I guess, would go back to my story of coming to faith in Christ. I grew up in a Christian family, and I started following Jesus when I was 10 years old. But I really struggled having a consistent walk with Jesus in my teenage years. I lived a very secretly immoral life, and I knew I wasn't where I should be, but I just didn't know how to get out of that. And it was about my senior year in high school. I was playing basketball one night, and I just really destroyed my ankle, and the worst sprain I've ever experienced. And my friends carried me home, and they laid me on the couch, and I asked my mom to pray for me. And she prayed, and Jesus worked a miracle. He just walked into that room with his presence, and he touched my ankle, and he touched the shame in my soul. And I think that even though I had started following Jesus when I was a little boy, for the first time, the gospel really made sense to me, that while we were at our worst, Christ died for us. And I was really at my worst. Christ found me at my worst right there. And I realized that the gospel is not about being good enough. It's not about being worthy. Not about being a super spiritual person. It's not about even overcoming sin, but it's about, you know, Christ dying for great sinners like me. And that's really what freed me to live a new life. Out of that experience, I just knew I have a Savior who loves me, and I just want to give my whole life to Him. And that experience of grace just freed me to follow Jesus. And,
well, how did that lead to ministering to Muslims?
Well, I think that reaching out to Muslims starts with the story of God's grace in my life. And His grace was so profound, that experience of grace, and throughout my whole life, I think part of the DNA of what the Lord has put in my life is just this desire to share this grace with other people. And so, you know, I share my faith story because that's where the motivation comes from, to reach out to Muslims. I've experienced this grace, and I just want to be able to share it, not only with my neighbors, not only with people around me. I try to be very intentional, but this DNA God has put in my heart is to reach out to people who've had very little opportunity to hear the gospel and who don't understand the gospel. And so God gave me a missions heartbeat, and it all comes out of my experience with Jesus Christ and the grace I've experienced from Him.
Now, has your family always been supportive in the directions that you've taken?
Yes, they have. My parents have always encouraged me. I really felt a call into ministry when I was 20 years old, and that was while I was in college, and my parents recognized that. In fact, the reason I'm a believer today is because of my parents' experience with Jesus. When they were both about 30 years old, they both had an encounter with Jesus Christ. They were both very churched, religious people, but didn't have that relationship with Christ. And it's like Paul meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus. They had that kind of experience with Christ and realized that what they were involved in was religion, which was trying to be good enough for God. And they came into this life-changing relationship with Jesus that's all about grace. And it's all about being made right, as you know, through faith. And I was just a kid at that time, and that really made a huge impact on my life. And I could see the difference in their lives, and I wanted what they had.
Now, you're a recording artist, and one of your current projects is called Endless Fields. Tell us a little bit about why the title and some of the songs that it features.
Yeah, so really my faith story is the reason that I'm reaching out to the Muslim world. And so back in 2007, I joined a ministry called Frontiers.
Mm-hmm.
And Frontiers is in over 50 different countries, and we've got over 800 workers reaching out to Muslims in those countries. And in 2007, I resigned my radio job and decided to, you know, join a mission agency. I had always had a passion for, you know, reaching people without the gospel, but had these music gifts and had radio gifts and wondered, how can I use that in reaching unreached people groups? And finally, it just dawned on me, you know, be a mobilizer, be somebody who shares vision, be somebody who gets people praying, be somebody who tries to get people to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2007, my wife, Teresa, and I and our two kids, we packed up everything we owned and moved 2,000 miles across the country to join Frontiers in Phoenix. And so my vision was to use music to help motivate people to go to the nations, to feel God's heartbeat for the nations. And the project Endless Fields is a project that came out of my first work with Frontiers. I was commissioned to do a recording project, being a singer-songwriter. And the album's all about, you know, the amazing grace of Christ, just exploring that amazing grace, but it's also about, what does that mean? We've experienced this amazing forgiveness and acceptance of God, and this means that we are compelled to share it with others, to share it with the nations. And so it's a call to go deeper into understanding that grace, but also realizing part of understanding that is sharing it, and especially sharing it with people who've never heard it before or understood it before. So Endless Fields is just the idea of there are endless opportunities to reach the world for Christ. There's incredible need. Just within the Muslim world, there are 247 groups of 100,000 or more that have no witness for the gospel. There's no workers there. There's no people on the ground, you know, living the life out and sharing their faith. And that's our passion at Frontiers, is to get people there,
now,
get people where Christ is not known.
Have you personally visited some of these countries?
Last summer, I went to Eastern Turkey to visit one of our church planting teams. You know, I think we all have a role to play in the Great Commission, and it may be going, it may be one of the frontline people. We may be a sender. We may be a giver. We may be a mobilizer. We may be somebody who prays. And then our role can change as well throughout our faith journey. And so, you know, my role is just to cast that vision and get people thinking about reaching Muslims and trying to connect with people who may want to go. But one of the reasons I went last summer was to, you know, see what it's like being on the field, to see what one of our church planting teams goes through, to meet Muslim background believers in Jesus, to meet Muslims who've yet to come to Christ, to walk the streets and to smell the smells. And I came out of that experience realizing that it's pretty overwhelming to live in the Muslim world and realize that so many still haven't heard the gospel. They don't understand the gospel. They initially don't want to hear about the gospel, but it's the thing they need most.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Frontiers, it's all about building those relationships and building that trust over a long period of time and earning the right to be heard.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, I want to ask you about your family and how they deal with your absences and your ministry. We'll be right back.
Coffee, when are we going to get through this jungle?
Don't. No.
Coffee, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, Coffee, let me see.
This cap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at homeschoolcompanion.org. That's all one word, homeschoolcompanion.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done. And I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back to Homeschool Companion. I'm talking with Perry LaHaye, and we've been discussing some of the vastness of God's fields, and part of that was in Endless Fields, which is the title of your most recent album. And Perry, I wonder if you would just describe for our listeners or give us some of the titles of the labels and how label and how they can obtain it.
Well, I do have a website, perrylahaye.com, and the way to spell my last name is L-A-H-A-I-E, so it's perrylahaye.com, and my project Endless Fields is there, and then there is a tab to click on to see some of my other work, and I'm also working on a brand new project, and if people like what they hear when they come to the website, because you can hear my music there, you can hear some of the radio interviews that I've done, and you can also see some videos that I've done. If you like that, you can sign up for my e-newsletter, and then I can let you know when my new project is out. It's going to be out sometime this year, and I'm working on that in Nashville with a really great guy, a great producer guy, and a godly man. His name is Andy Hunt, and it'll just have more of these songs about God's grace, the vastness of His grace, just exploring the power of the gospel and also what that means for us, the great privilege we have and obligation we have to share that gospel with our neighbors and the nations.
Amen. Now, your family, did they appreciate being pulled up and drugged across the states, or how do they cope with your ministry?
Yeah, back in 2007, we joined Frontiers, and it was a family decision, and so our whole family was part of the decision. My wife actually joined Frontiers as well back in 2007 as the human resources director. But our kids were very much involved in the conversation and realized that they were making the decision as well to give up what was comfortable to them, and so by the time we left, they were excited that we were going on this great adventure. And so we moved to Arizona to join the Frontier Sending Base there. And we actually spent 2007 to 2010 there. And I realized after 3 years, because of the nature of what I do a good amount of traveling, you know, sharing the vision of needing to reach Muslims, using my music. I do a good amount of that traveling across the country, and I also produce a short radio feature called Cast Yourself In, that it's just a 1-minute feature. It tells stories of how God's working in the Muslim world, and that airs on a bunch of stations across the country. I realized, you know, I could do that from anywhere, and we've always wanted to live in West Michigan. Our home state is Michigan. Mm-hmm. We moved from eastern Michigan, but we had never been able to live in west Michigan where all my family is. So very unexpectedly, the Lord made a way for us to move back to Michigan and to move to west Michigan where all of our family is in 2010. And so we've been here in west Michigan, still working with Frontiers since 2010. And it's just been a great adventure. We never expected that, you know, after leaving home and leaving everything, that we were going to be able to actually come back and be close to our family, but God made a way for that.
And I think as time on this earth is drawing to a close, that families are coming back together again.
Yeah.
They certainly are a mission field all of their own.
Yeah.
And I wondered, as I'm thinking of, you know, you're in radio, of course your voice is going out to millions of people, and then you're into music and you've created this album, and then you're working with Frontier Missions. Have I left anything out?
No, I think that pretty much explains it. It's kind of God's way of connecting all of the dots. I've always had this passion for radio. I've always had this passion for music, and because of God's work in my life, I've had a passion for the nations. And I spent a lot of my life just trying to figure out how to put those things together and asking God, how do I put those things together? And there has always been different ways I've been able to combine those three things. But, you know, in 2007, when I joined Frontiers, it really all came together. This passion mm-hmm. for music, this passion for radio, and this passion to reach peoples that have never heard the gospel before, because everything came together so I could use all of my gifts and the passions that God has given me in this great mission of reaching the Muslim world. And, you know, everything that we do in life is working toward what God is preparing us for.
Amen.
I love that movie, Karate Kid, from years ago. You know, the boy in the movie is being trained by this kind of, well, this guy who really knows judo. And he gets him doing a lot of different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
One is waxing a car. And he wonders why he's having to wax a car to learn how to be a martial artist.
That's
and
right.
At any rate, he realizes that's part of the training. So everything that we do turns out being used in God's purposes.
Amen. And I think for our listeners, that is the great lesson of the day, is that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. Because if you couple that with the verse that, you know, you've been faithful in the small things, I'll make you ruler over the large, you realize that God's always having us on a journey of preparation.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending this half hour with us. And I have just one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.